College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Joe Buck, do you know that Spiegs is doing ads for a hair treatment that he doesn't need?
The idea of you doing any sort of hair restoration thing makes me gag. Now, good for you. Yeah. It's all in the name of commerce, and I tip my cap. That's hiding my thin hair.
I haven't seen you on
Afternoons on the Score.
1-0 in 2025.
Still waiting for that shovel to be put in the ground, though.
That's the real win. If he could get a shovel into the ground. Again, Kevin Warren, he's just going to do it in the backyard. He's going to shoot video. Told you. That'd be pretty funny to do that.
You laugh. It's probably, that's actually what's going to happen.
Like December 31st. If it hasn't happened for some reason, he should go out there with the Bears PR team, put a shovel in his own ground in the backyard. That'd be a funny way to take ownership of it.
Would you like to before we get to Bears joy, would you like a little bit of like Chicago and summertime shy joy?
Sure.
The sun will set after 8 o'clock today.
Oh.
And it'll keep setting after 8 o'clock until August.
Oh, man. That's really nice.
Doesn't that feel good?
It's really nice. I got to tell you, the South Loop condo where the Spiegel family resides, I was upset at the beginning of our time there because I thought it was going to face east and we'd have
sunrises
and the lake, you know? We don't, but we face west. And for whatever reason, there's not some big buildings just to the west of us. Having every sunset has been delightful.
Pretty awesome.
And the sky, from the city's perspective, can sometimes just be absolutely exquisite purples and blues and oranges and just remarkable. And when it gets later and later, it just gets better and better.
I had a place on 20th and Wabash, and I could see Soldier Field from the kitchen and Sox Park from the balcony.
There you go.
So being able to see the fireworks when a home run was hit.
Oh, man, I'm right there with you.
Or the setting sun. This place is amazing. It's an amazing city.
I got the balcony couch out there on that balcony and can see the fireworks, which will sometimes then alert me to change the channel. Or it used to when I had the television, when I had the station on the cable. That you could, like, because the fireworks would be like 7 or 10 seconds ahead. You'd be like, oh, I wonder who homered. And then you flip over in time to see the pitch.
I've actually been talking with people inside the mob about the dump button and kind of how it works.
It's because Brett Bielema was feeling comfortable.
Yeah, they got a treat.
Yeah, they did.
They got a treat.
And we didn't call him out because we didn't want to break the comfort.
No, I'm okay with people doing that.
Hell yeah.
It happens.
It means they're comfortable.
It means that they're on the couch and they're out here feeling it, and it's good. Mm-hmm. It worked out great. We've had a bunch of great interviews on today's show today. One of them we're going to bring back in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Counsell was unbelievable today. And then apparently we found out that he can't quit us. So it's going to be at some excellent Cubs content beginning towards the bottom of the hour.
Well, the official word from the NFL will happen in a little bit. But obviously this has been the purposeful leaking of NFL schedules.
It's true. Like the leak receptacles of choice had been designated by their partnerships with the league, and they just been that it has been dripping. It's been a steady and somewhat uncomfortable, unsightly drip all week long.
I mean, we know a lot. We know a lot about the Bears' schedule
already. Like, there's a TV show tonight to tell us other stuff, but how much do we know? We know a lot.
We know that they're going to open up the season on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. September 8th, first weekend of the NFL, Bears-Vikings. On Monday Night Football for Ben Johnson's Bears debut, right here on one of those beautiful Chicago evenings that we've been standing here talking about.
We know that on September 14th, they're going to go and play Detroit.
So Sunday afternoon, Ben Johnson goes home.
The Ben Johnson revenge game.
Exactly.
For nothing, because they let him go be a head coach.
Uh-huh, because they supported it. And even let him take Antoine Randle out with him.
He sure did.
So, but that's box office right there. That will for sure be the national game for Fox at noon.
Week four, they are playing the Las Vegas Raiders, and we're already. I you know how I go for my little walk about during break sometimes. I look, I'm like, okay, maybe I should book a flight because we can game it out as a show and be like, oh. We'll do Wednesday show. We'll get on a plane. We'll go do the show from Circa, blah, 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 blah. So you know me. I'm already there.
Like,
how do
I extend my trip into Arizona for a couple of days?
Damn right.
Come on.
But during bear season, though, it makes it difficult.
You can do radio from out there.
I can, but it's different now.
I understand.
They're going to the new place, and it's...
Oh, they are.
Yeah, it's not the same as the haunted old house in downtown Phoenix that they have. You've been there. But I looked at the schedule. Do you realize, Mr. Matt Spiegel,
yes,
that while we will be in the throes of Bears excitement, the Cubs are playing the Mets and the Cardinals at home that week. So our Friday show will be truncated because the Cubs are playing the Cardinals at 1:20 over at Wrigley Field. The 26th?
Yeah, they'll clearly be trying to hold off the Cardinals for the division crown that particular weekend.
Yeah, they can let you do those games or what? As per tradition?
I mean, seriously, those are the games that I do. You get me and you get Elise Menaker, you get a sweep. That's just how it works. Well, that's just science.
I mean, I know we're joking about it, but that could theoretically be a clinch situation.
It could.
Now, these are all things that Mitch and Porth have to think about, but you know me, I like to worry.
I've never met anyone who liked to worry so much.
Yep.
Best worry I ever saw.
But I'm thinking about it. I'm like, ooh, what if the Cubs are in a clinch? Like,
or they'll be battling the Mets for home field advantage throughout the National League playoffs.
So I'm like, okay.
Screw the Dodgers.
What would I do? And I'm like, maybe it's a split show. Maybe I'm in Las Vegas and you're in the Cubs booth.
It's entirely possible.
It's like Tanny and I are out in Vegas.
Coming up at 6:05, the pregame with Zach Zabin, then Matt Spiegel's on the call.
Whoa, you're shuffling broadcast. Careful.
Yeah, sorry about that.
See? Alex.
Oh. No.
That's how it happens.
Judson Richards is on pregame. Matt Spiegel on the call.
Very nice.
Elise Menaker. Sorry, Zach. Didn't mean to do that.
Nice save, Alex. Good hustle.
This is deja vu I'm having here.
Is it really?
I just get out the apologies.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those. So, yeah, you're right. That could be a very impactful time. Would you check the National League playoff schedule and see what the Cubs might be doing on October 13th, a Monday night, when the Bears are at Washington? Because, there we go. We could be in the middle of the NLDS. At that point, late NLDS or early NLCS.
Yep.
These would be good sports problems to have. That would be delightful sports problems. How about it? A 5-2 Bears team.
Don't say that.
A 4-1 Bears team.
Because the last time that we were looking ahead at the Bears being 5-2.
Oh yeah.
Something bad happened.
It was in Washington too.
It was in Washington. And then all of a sudden. Is Tyreek playing?
Don't suit him up that week.
No, I'm count me as the Tyreek Stevenson is going to have a redeeming season group. Count me in that group.
That's interesting.
I think that this defense that they're going to play is perfectly suited for what it is that he does.
Interesting. As a tight coverage corner, as a press coverage corner,
who doesn't have to think that much, actually. I honestly didn't like him for the Eberflus system. I like him way better for what Dennis Allen wants to do.
That's a good football thought. So that's week six. We know about that. Week eight.
I think that week, by the way, that's when Joe Buck has his retort for George McCaskey. If he has one at all, I think he's going to be classy and avoid it in week one save it for that. Because they're going to do the fail Mary. Mm. You know, here's what happened last time in this stadium.
In Washington, yeah. I wonder if George is watching now. Just a little throwaway line. You see that, George? Sorry.
George, turn away from the television.
Oh, by the way, since George took over, it's not been a very impressive run that the Bears have had against the Packers.
I don't care who they put on. When Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
George. Let's show this one more time for George. God, that's going to be so fun. So that's October 13th at Washington. 13 days later, a noon Sunday game at Baltimore. Bears at Ravens. You see Derrick Henry just re-signed for massive dollars?
Good for him. I love to see running backs get paid, and he has shown no signs of declining.
One of the greatest of all time.
100%.
And if he keeps rolling and keeps doing this, if he's the Nolan Ryan of running backs in terms of longevity, you know, then he could... Is he going to be in distance? Is he going to be within distance of a chance at Emmett? I wonder how far away he is.
I think he's still got a ways to go for that. Because Emmett played way too long.
Yeah, there's like 5 years in Arizona or something like that.
Yeah, and they were weird years too. There was one that was really good.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's at 11,423, number 19 all time.
And Emmett's at 18,000.
Yeah,
and he's got a ways to go.
Far and away the most rushing yards for anybody active, Derrick Henry. But yeah, he's got $7,000 to go. I mean, 2,000 a year. Just chalk him up for that. He only needs 3.5 more years.
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
5 years? There's no way. There's no way.
But it's still okay. The numbers that he's going to end up putting up will put him in the top, five or six
Hall of Famer
all time?
Week 9, November 2nd, the Bears at Cincinnati in what could be the Trey Hendrickson revenge game.
I know that we're rooting for that to be the case. Can you imagine the press conference for Trey Hendrickson that week as he's wearing a Bears uniform?
And street clothes? Oh, yeah, no, in the Bears uniform. I get it. Yeah, I wonder if he and Zach Taylor will be texting that week. I might.
I believe I'm quarterbacking the Giants in week 10 when the Bears, someone's got to.
Well, I mean, Russ will be hurt by then. Jackson Dart should be off and running.
You're right. That should probably be Jackson Dart. And then his coming out party should probably be that.
That's perfect. The Bears at Soldier Field can be the Jackson Dart debut game. And he just gets absolutely destroyed by the double Pro Bowl defensive ends, Montez Sweat and Trey Hendrickson. And then Black Friday, November 28th at Philadelphia on Amazon as part of Jeff Bezos' nefarious tactics to kill brick-and-mortar stores. He wants you home watching the football game. And you will be home watching the football game.
Well, that's what he's trying to do, and this is why Dustino... He hates this whole thing.
The Bears put out an official statement about this game that we're talking about right now, and it'll be at 3:30 or it'll be at 6:00. Like, well, which one is it? Like,
well, I don't know.
Just give it all to us now.
Well, why?
Why not? That's
why. Come you know on. What?
But if you're going to give me something, give me all the information.
I want the games around it. I want to know if they have a really bad week. Yeah.
There is a report out there. There's lots of scheduled rumors out there that the Bears might be playing Christmas Day. And we know again that we're going to get the Chiefs Broncos on Christmas night. Again, why? I've done this 100 times and hopefully get to do it 100 more. Why do we have to have all these games on these days? You already got 5 unnecessary NBA games on Christmas, and now we got 3 unnecessary NFL games on Christmas. Can you not be around your family without having 10 games to watch and bet on?
There it is. He nailed it. It took him a while, but he finally got there.
So it's the gambling?
No, no, no. People don't want to hang out with their families, Dustin. People need a backdrop to not hang out with their families, but it's an excuse. Like, oh my God, can you please just turn on the game? So that's what people have grown accustomed to.
So I feel a type of way about this. We talked about it from our purposes in our meeting yesterday. The idea that ideally we want to be on the next day after a Bears game.
That's certainly the way that I feel. I will miss being able to process it with you, the listener. It's how I process Bears games.
And that weekend ordinarily is a weekend where we disengage, but we didn't get that last year.
No, we did not.
Because things went so badly that they had to fire a coach on Black Friday.
And let's remember that the real victim in all of that was your adorable little dad.
Yeah.
Just Thanksgiving
just
ruined.
Sitting there.
Oh, man.
He just didn't.
Your mom had to come and take the remote control out of your dad's hand.
Turn off the television and tell him to come to dinner. She had delayed dinner long enough.
Right.
She had to turn the TV off as he sat there
frozen.
Going, what?
How did that happen?
It looked like they had a chance to win the game.
That's why Eberflus had to be fired. He broke your dad. Can't have that.
Well, I enjoyed Black Friday. I jumped on for a little bit. I enjoyed then listening to Ranji fielding those phone calls of people talking about the Eberflus firing.
Oh, my God.
What a time. Like, what a time. So, yeah, you don't want the Bears to be in a position to ruin your holiday.
Yeah, you know, unless you... I mean, Tanny, how do you feel? Do you like when the game ends up on a holiday? Does it get in the way of your family activities or augment your family activities?
Absolutely, absolutely gets in the way. Like Lauren said, like the not only do you have a game, but also the news event of a firing, which in our business is like as big as it gets.
Yeah. Really.
But like on that such national stage of the embarrassment as last Thanksgiving's game, mm-hmm. I was in Southern California in Oxnard. We had rented a beautiful Airbnb.
Holy,
yeah, beautiful Airbnb right on the ocean. And I was with Southern California family, someone who I had never even met. And we go over there for dinner, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. Hey, what happened to the Bears game there? you guys are Bears people, right? What happened there?
I'm supposed to be on break!
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to get to know some of them and just talk about life, and it's a beautiful dinner. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, they got to fire that coach, right? And then Jimmy Johnson's on TV. I've never seen anything like this in my 50 years. And I'm like taking notes on my phone. Yeah, I got to grab that for the show. That seems like a moment right there. Yeah. I hate it. Can't stand it.
See, I'm with you. I actually was here on that Black Friday. I was with you, Lawrence, and I was here all day. But I still go back to the theory that I think everybody's just tired of the Bears ruining holidays. Because, Tanny, you told me, didn't you used to enjoy MJ on Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about this at the meeting. Like, that was one of the great joys of growing up a kid in 90s, you know, Chicago, is watching Bulls Knicks every Christmas, right? Like, you just knew they were going to win. They were going to curb stomp John Starks and Pat Ewing and the boys. And we were going to open up some Sega Genesis games. And it was going to be great.
Man. You know?
It was all going to work out.
That's like core childhood memories for me, Tanny. Because my Uncle George used to get tickets every year. And he'd always act like he wasn't getting the tickets.
Oh, he'd run a game on you.
But we always knew that we were going.
But he'd still run the game.
But he would run the game, and then we would head over to the West Side. And it became like a Christmas tradition that my brother and I and my cousin and my uncle would go watch the Bulls. And it's just like, man, you talk about living the high life as a basketball fan,
oh
as
my
a Chicagoan.
God. That's why I'm sheepish about maybe going to Knicks Pacers, you know, next series.
You got to go.
I know, but it feels like sacrilege against the Bulls' roots, though.
Yeah, but
it really does.
But here's the beautiful part about it. The Bulls are not in a competitive window. And
don't ask them.
They're just not. They're not in a competitive window.
All they need is like 7 more players. Didn't he say 9 players? You need 9 players, something like that.
They need a lot of everything. Mm. I think what you said in transition is fact. All of us, but those of us that are the older part of the demo here, we need those experiences of really cool things. I 100% endorse you going.
Yeah, I got to go, man.
Just for the content.
Yeah, right? I mean, seriously, think I can get on Breakfast Ball? So
I think you should sleep over at Breakfast Ball's house.
You can definitely get on the set, because that's what happened. I got on the set of Breakfast Ball, and I sat in Lil Wayne's chair. It's the Kevin Wilde / Lil Wayne's position. The file cabinet says Lil Wayne, Kevin Wilde.
Undisputed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Wilde does sound just like
that. He does. He sounds spot just on. Like that. We need to take a break because we want to share with you. You may have missed it. Our interview with Craig Counsell about where the Cubs are right now was pretty terrific. We want you to hear it if you missed it. It's next on The Score.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
We're going to do that show this year, yes. The Spiegel guy.
Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing and a bouncer. Shortstop. Counsell throws. Got him. Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Two-time World Series champion.
His teammates call him Rudy. And Rudy has just tied game one of the 2001 World Series with a first inning home run.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good head of hair.
Craig's is pretty good.
It is.
For a manager, he's got to be up there in terms of manager hair.
We'll check Fangraphs and see where he falls in that regard. Manager hair category. One fossil.
Interesting. You know,
it's not interesting. It's not okay.
Interesting. We're stupid.
Yeah, we're idiots.
That's really interesting.
Craig Counsell with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's true. Craig Counsell now joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Last night, Wrigley Field was absolutely electric, Craig, and we appreciate you joining us. As a manager, you're clearly thinking about the game, the matchup, what you're going to do next, and what you might have to do after that. In those moments, though, do you allow yourself to live inside of what can be a very exciting place to play baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think you absolutely feel it and you enjoy it. You still got to think about what's next, but that's how you do it. I mean, that's why we all love great atmospheres, because just being in it and being amongst everybody is part of what makes the place so special.
Yeah, there's a spirituality sometimes, Craig, about like the energy of a crowd feeding off the energy of a ball club and then going back to the crowd and back to the ball club, like this sort of circle. I know that's some hippy-dippy baloney to a lot of people.
Love it. Speaks, I love it. That's great. That's great hippy-dippy baloney, man.
I didn't know hippies ate baloney.
But, I mean, do you feel that? Yeah, hippies love bologna, man. Just roll it up, put a piece of cheese in there. Do you feel it like that sometimes?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to say it. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, the crowd feeds off the team. The team feeds off the crowd. And that's what makes it special. So I absolutely think a great home field and great fans can make you feel that.
Yeah, I mean, you said last night that, like, the belief that you can come back is, like, something you learn and then start to believe it, and it can get stronger over the course of a season for a team. Have you seen that before?
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, it's a chicken and the egg. You know, it's which comes first, like the comeback or the belief, right? But you do it once, and it's not that, and I guess what I was trying to say last night is it's not that you know, after that leadoff hitter Kelly gets on, Carson gets on, it's not that you know what's going to happen. It's just the place changes because it's happened before this year, right? And that's what you felt like the place believed it almost. And like I said, it ain't going to make it happen, but it gives everybody some belief and it gets everybody locked in and fired up and, you know, some good things happened.
Another way that that manifested itself was with Ballesteros, where he comes up and obviously a guy comes up for the first time, you give him a great hand, and then he had the bases loaded situation. When a new player comes up, do you tell them about what Wrigley is like, or do you like, hey, you're going to just have to experience what this place is like?
I think you have to experience it. You know, I think telling people how they're going to feel, I'm not sure that helps them, right? You got to, because you have to, what are your emotions going to do to you? And then how does that affect your at bats? Does it affect your mechanics? Things like that. Does it affect how you think? You do have to process that. And that's the beauty of like pressure. You know, that's playing with pressure, right? And that's what we love to do. So you want it, but until you go through it, you're not sure how you're going to feel.
I was thinking as Lawrence was asking about Ballesteros, I mix him up. I've always thought that like great teams usually have that one kid, or maybe two kids, or maybe three kids, who are just like so happy and so energetic just to be there. And then I started thinking, well, we should look back at Craig Counsell's 2001 Diamondbacks and see who the young guy was on that team. I don't know if you had any. There's a bunch of old 30-somethings. Every single starter in their 30s. What the hell, Craig? That was a veteran bunch you were on. I don't know if there were any kids on that team.
On that team, there were not. No. There was no real young players on that team, no.
I guess Byung-hun Kim, but, you know, things didn't go so well for him, but they still won. All right, we'll move on. What has Justin Turner been like behind the scenes from your perspective? It was so great to see him get that moment last night. What kind of role has he played on your team?
I think largely what you'd expect. I mean, Justin's, you know, he's just a baseball player. He's made his career out of he's obviously a very talented hitter, but he's made his career out of just really having a like close feel with the game, and sees the game, cage rat, you know, like in the cage all the time, talking baseball. And so it's easy because that guy's always watching. And when you're always watching, you're always seeing things that can maybe help your teammates or give you a little bit of an edge. And that never stops with Justin. And so that's what he's, I think, added for sure. And look, he hasn't swung the bat great yet. He knows that. And we know that. And we're trying to get him going. And it's great to have a moment like that last night just to, you know, feel like it did something great for the team, right? When you've struggled a little bit. So hopefully that can be a catalyst and, you know, help him get on track here.
Ben Brown was saying after the game that Justin Turner has had time for every single person on the team. I'm super grateful he's even had time for me. That's a young pitcher, and Justin Turner has sought him out. That seems like a rare thing for a veteran to do on a ball club.
Yeah, I think Justin, you know, truly enjoys like the clubhouse and not the clubhouse just for like, but for like to talk baseball and to help people with baseball, not just to be there, but to really talk about the game or help a player kind of move forward. And that's cool. And that's fun. And I think when you understand what Justin's kind of accomplished and the moments that he's been in, you do want to talk about that with him.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Craig, from your perspective, how did you guys get Dansby back on track offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Dansby has historically gone through pretty big swings kind of in like hot and cold. You know, maybe a little more significant than more significant than a lot of guys. And that's just how he gets to kind of his offensive profile. So, you know, it I think just some thing we all try to figure this out as hitters, right? You try to figure, why do I go into slumps? And then when I'm hot, why was I ever in a slump? It's not a very answerable question, right? Because if I could answer it, then there'd be really no excuse for him to go into a slump, right?
Correct. So
it's a little bit like
it's like science and art at the same time.
Yeah, you're trying and you're making adjustments, and maybe that's not working, and or maybe the player's not hearing it, and you're trying to figure out how do I get someone to hear maybe something that doesn't make sense to him right now. So it's just, you know, you just keep trying, and Dan, you keep working at it. The player keeps working at it. The coach keeps working at it. And you just keep going through that process, and it's messy, and it's not always successful, and it's the fun of coaching.
Craig, on the broadcast last night, Taylor McGregor brought up something I thought was fascinating that I think we're going to talk about later on in the show, and it's the idea of young pitchers maybe coming back to charting pitches, which I was sitting there going, wow, I didn't know that a lot of teams had kind of stopped doing that. What's your philosophy on that? And as a player, what do you think is the benefit of it?
I mean, the benefit of it is the I think the reason it was originally done is because it was legitimately the only way. That's how we actually kept track, right? Now it is kept track for us, right? The computers, essentially, the data does it for us, essentially. But I think this idea stems from just being very similar to another maybe pitcher on the team, and for that reason, you know, there's some reason to just kind of understand that. And then I think when you're really, really new to this process and the big league hitter, you know, that there's some value there too.
And there's some nuance too of like raw data versus what you're picking up as you're seeing. And I always try to marry the objective and the subjective in baseball because human beings play the game. It just feels like it's one of those things that, yes, you can have the data presented to you, but the experience of watching it so closely, I feel like there's some benefit to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting conversation that comes out of that is it's just like a question of why. Why did you choose that pitch? And then understanding, you know, what goes through the pitcher's head as to why he chose that pitch, or what goes through the catcher's head as to why he chose that pitch. That's where the learning happens. You might not agree with it, you know, and maybe it caused you to go a different direction. Pitch calling and game calling is a very nuanced topic, but I think you try to just get a little bit better at it, and a little bit better at it, and you never master it. You never have the right answer, but you just try to keep getting a little bit better at it.
With that as the backdrop, Craig, what are your takeaways, or what were your takeaways from Cade Horton shaking off Miguel Amaya to throw his first changeup of the game and elicit just a horribly lost swing from Juan Soto at Citi Field on Saturday night?
Horribly lost swing. Interesting.
Well,
interesting take.
I mean, that's not a guy who looks like that. Didn't he look lost? He never looks like that.
I loved it because he swung and missed.
Okay. What about the courage of Cade.
You don't like that answer? You want a different answer?
I want more, Craig. I mean, we got a few minutes left. I mean, we can just move on to the next thing. We can do that. But I suspect there's more that you thought about that. No?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the cool thing for me is that, you know, regardless of the quality of the pitch, it shows Cade has some conviction there. I think that's probably the thing you learn from that. And on that time, it worked, and then at some other point, conviction can get you in a little trouble, right? But I think it's also a confidence builder, which we like, and that the changeup, you know, can play in a big spot. Now it's one pitch, so we're gonna have to like throw a bunch more of them to see if it's gonna be a good pitch for him. But it's certainly, you know, at that moment, it was Cade had conviction and he executed a really good pitch.
See, that was not a horribly lost answer right there. That was much better.
It's very found.
Yeah, he found it. He's beautifully found that answer. When do we get to see Cade Horton again?
And when I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Oh my God, he figured out our job, Lawrence. He figured it out.
Craig, that's our motto. Just keep talking.
Just keep talking. We're like Dory, you know? Finding Nemo. But that's how we live it.
All right.
Wait. So when do we get to see Cade Horton again? And will it be as a starter or will there be an opener?
We're going to do some work on the White Sox this weekend. But I think you'll see him this weekend.
Friday, Saturday, starting?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those are days that are on the weekend. It's
Come
true.
Come on, man.
Craig, how do you feel like PCA's handling starter? I mean, he always seems like a guy that's built for the spotlight, but actually being in the spotlight is different. How do you think he's handling it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pete's doing great. I mean, I think, nothing about kind of what's happening off the playing field, I think, has changed anything with Pete's doing on the playing field and or how he prepares. So I think he's handled it wonderfully. And last year, one of the things that I was really proud of Pete for, and I thought one of the best signs of last year, and we probably talked about this, I just thought his routine, despite his struggles, he got very consistent in his routine. And in a good way. And like, it was purposeful. It meant something. It made him better, and he didn't bail on it as he struggled, which is hard to do. And that, that kind of discipline helps you when you go through other things. And this is one of those other things. This is not struggle. This is the other side of it, maybe. But that discipline to that routine and to that preparation and the consistency of it, helps him on this side of it too.
Craig Counsell with us here on Spiegel & Holmes for a couple more minutes. Ryan Pressly with the scream after he got the swinging strikeout to end the inning last night. What's the key to handling a successful pro like Ryan Pressly in a moment like this where he has struggled and the role is kind of, moving around, if not fully shifted, just kind of moving around? What's the key to handling a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people kind of got different jobs here. We'd let them know that the roles were going to change for a period of time. And then you kind of go to work on trying to help them improve on some things. And that doesn't happen like overnight. But hopefully we've got enough, we've started that process and hopefully making some strides for progress there. And then ultimately, yeah, we'd like to get him back to the back of the game. So that's, we got to tell him the news. You got to tell him what's going on. You got to be honest with him and direct with him. And then go to work on trying to make improvements. And Press has been, he's a consummate pro. He cares about trying to doing it for the team and getting it right. And he's handled this as well as you can handle it. And he's handled it the right way. And tried to just keep coming back and getting better.
That's cool. Are you as a manager comfortable with a bullpen where sometimes you close with Porter Hodge, sometimes you close with Drew Pomeranz, sometimes like some managers really like that push button answer. It can be stressful. How's your comfort level right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the situation you're in. I mean, I think when you have a when it's very scripted, it means those guys are really executing at a super high level. I think, we can't just put our head in the sand when if we need to make some changes and say no. We have to like acknowledge that some players can struggle and we got to get them back on track, but let's do it in a way that doesn't, that helps the team still, right? And that's everybody's going to go through times like that. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's part of going through a season. And we'll continue to do that. And you know, there's kind of different situations call for different actions.
Well, a good example of that is Chris Flexen. Well, what have you thought of his contribution to you guys?
We've gotten some great contributions from some guys that haven't started here. I think Chris Flexen, Drew Pomeranz on the roster right now are two great examples of, you know, two relievers that have come in and really just, you know, in Flexen's case, you know, covered some seemingly didn't seem like big innings that turned into a couple of big innings in a couple of games. And then Drew's just been outstanding, getting lefties out. He obviously had a save the other night, but just kind of filling in and filling up the zone with strikes. He's done a great job throwing strikes. So both those guys really doing their job. And the bullpens are very – as a unit that they're all connected to each other, man. You get your outs, you help the next guy, right? And you don't get your outs, and then somebody has to pitch. So those two guys have certainly been doing a great job of it.
One more on the bullpen. You said about Palencia, he's, quote, an important pitcher for us, taking a big step forward, unquote. Could you expound on that for Daniel?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty succinct when I think about it. You know? Yeah. Like, I knew what you meant.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
That's good.
He's going newspaper on us.
That's good. Well, you know, he speaks in sound bites. That's nice. All right, we'll move on. Are we going to see Ballesteros against a lefty? Are we going to see that during his stint here? Does he get a chance to show he can hit those guys in what will probably be, what, a DH stint?
Yeah, I would. I don't know for sure. I don't. You know, looking at who's moving forward or how long he's going to be here. We're gonna face some righties this weekend. I think there's a potential we face some openers this weekend as well. So, you know, there's some different variables tossed in there. I think at this point, if it was a traditional left-handed starter, he will not be in the lineup. No.
All right, we will have more hippy dippy baloney ready for you the next time we speak, sir.
I think
we'll
make sure.
I'm ready for it. Yeah. Ready for it.
Craig, clearly. Good luck tonight against the Marlins. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Take care, guys.
That's Craig Counsell from earlier today. There is a lefty starter for the Marlins tonight, and Moises Ballesteros is not in the lineup. Carson Kelly is your DH. Dansby Swanson is the leadoff hitter tonight.
We brought back the Craig Counsell because it was great, and also because he can't quit this show. We'll explain next on The Score.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned to just keep talking.
There's going to be more from Craig in just a second. Tonight, the Cubs wrap up their series with the Marlins. Pre-game coverage begins in about 10 minutes. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 6:40 on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
He cracked the code. He cracked the code of sports radio in that interview today, and he said he learned to just keep talking. And it's like, I mean, yeah, he's got good stuff to say, and you have to talk more. Although he chose not to do that with the Palencia quote. He said, no, I think I nailed that, and we're good. But
but then he flipped it on the people out there. Like, so he talked to us like, hey, I already gave a quote. He flipped it on the people inside the interview room.
So he was asked by Bruce, of course, like, what went into the process of Cade Horton not starting the game last Saturday. They're trying to find out if Kate Horton's going to start tomorrow.
Yeah, which we were trying to find out.
Yeah, so Bruce asked what went into that.
We grilled him about, like, is Kate Horton going to start? So is Bruce asking about what went into it, deciding to have him be the bulk guy after an opener last Saturday?
For Friday or, you know.
What I'll share with you is Lindor, Soto, Alonso.
Right, they're not playing you this week. So.
Right.
Good enough for me. It should be a short meeting then, right?
Yeah.
You seen from Caleb Thielbar?
I was on talk radio earlier today.
I'm sorry.
Bruce.
I'm sorry.
And they weren't satisfied with the length of my answers. So I gave them very long answers the rest of the interview. And so today I'm going to give you very short answers.
Fine with me. I get to talk to you again Friday. Yeah.
Can he give short questions?
Yeah.
You should only do what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Very well thought of person in your trade.
Wait a minute. There's a lot there.
Jesse could benefit from shorter questions.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he could. He probably also shouldn't go to a bar and hang out with a D-bag who almost broke Mookie Betts. Just saying.
Wow, you brought that back from October.
Yeah,
jeez.
I did.
I was just being playful. You're going for the jugular.
Yeah, it's true. That was an unlikable part of me that just came out. That was unfortunate.
Or just you, as we know.
Oh, Tanny. It's like when I called a Batacolo part-timer 20 years ago.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't good. Sometimes you have those moments. You're like, oh, that's not good.
It's like when you walked in here with an Airhead and a butterscotch a little while ago.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a good moment.
It just meant that there's the bottom of the barrel over there at BBM.
Did you hear? So when Craig Counsell said, I was on talk radio and Bruce Levine said, I'm sorry. Is he back on your list, Lawrence? That's the kind of thing that gets you back on Lawrence's list.
No, I'm going to try to be a calmer person.
Are you sure? He's already trying to steal Nico from us, take him out on a date to Chicago Cut.
Two
know?
Dates.
So, yeah, that's right.
Bruce has got two dates. Bruce is all right with me. That's my guy.
Bruce is all right with me.
Hopefully we can talk to Bruce tomorrow. There's a, or
I don't
Friday.
Care
there should be
Bruce
all sorts
may
of stuff.
Say. Sorry.
No, Bruce is all right. And so is Craig.
Yeah, Craig's good.
You know what we need? We need to start doing, we need to give Craig an open from Friday at some point and see how he reacts to it. See if he can handle that.
Oh, yeah, man.
See if how, Craig. Thanks, Alex and Tanny, my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Cubs baseball is next.
I mean, that is peak entertainment aura.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.